This is HPR episode 2294 entitled Activities with a Toddler and is part of the series Podcasting How To. It is hosted by Shane Shannon and is about 11 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is 11 things you can do with a toddler you are taking care of.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello there, Hacker Public Radio listeners. My name is Shane Shannon, and it's been quite a while since I've done this. But I've been hearing the episodes that ask listeners to record a podcast. And I've got this blue snowball microphone sitting on my desk staring at me like a big eye. Just demanding that I record something, so here we go. What I'm going to do is tell you about the activities that I do with my toddler. And this might give you activities to do with a toddler if you're a parent or a grandparent or a caregiver or a babysitter. So what I did is I opened up my Note app. I'm going to do an episode about Color Note at some point. But this is a great app, and I've listed 11 things that I do with my kid. Just a bit of background. I'm 38 years old and I became a parent 2 years ago. And my toddler keeps me pretty busy. She's pretty active. And the best I can hope for is to keep her busy with one activity for about 15 minutes most of the time. If you're lucky, maybe 20 or 30 minutes, but that's just gravy. So this is a bunch of activities that you can switch to easily. From one activity to another, and keep her busy, happy, and active, and spend time with her. So the first one I have here is listed in my Note app as milk and TV. This is for when we wake up together on Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings. I plop her in front of the TV and I watch My Little Pony or VeggieTales with her. And she's invested in that for as long as she has milk in her bottle. So I give her usually 8 ounces on a morning like that, maybe 9 ounces. And she takes her time drinking it, she watches the TV, but after that she gets restless. But it's just a good time to put on content that I want her to watch. And time where she can just kind of wake up before she decides what she wants to do for the rest of the morning. Duplo. That's a good thing. Yeah, the Lego brand blocks, but for children. She builds cars with them and towers, and that's about all she can do right now. But if you sit down on the floor with her and play with her, she'll play with those for quite a long time. And what's cool is to see her putting the blocks together, putting the pieces together, and she's so proud of the things that she makes. And because I was a big Lego kid when I was growing up, it's just nice for me to see her playing with those kinds of toys. If you engage with her, she'll also play with her dollhouse for a long time. She's got all kinds of little figures, a mommy and a daddy and a baby and a frog and a pig and all these different figures, and she plays with them. Since we've been trying to potty train her, she puts them on the toilet in the dollhouse and makes farting noises, which is amusing. But we kind of use some of those things to role play situations like dinner time or potty time, just so she has a chance to think of those things in a different way, with the toys in her hands. This one's really cool. Meal preparation. This toddler really wants to be part of things, so if you start making a meal, she starts getting needy, but you can have her help you with it. So sometimes I have her help throw the frozen vegetables into the wok, or I help her put things, I get her to put things that I'm cutting into a bowl after I've cut them. Anything just to have her involved in the meal preparation process. And if you're doing something that she really can't partake in, she really can't help out, then this fourth item here, fifth item on my list, this is really good, a mixing bowl. Give her a mixing bowl and put something in it, like sprinkles or a bit of flour or things like that, and give her a spoon and a couple other containers. And she'll spend time spooning things from one container into another and mixing things. And she'll feel like part of the process, even though she's not actually helping prepare the meal. And that's helped prepare her for helping her mom bake and cook later on. The last pie we had this Easter, my toddler helped make it. And I think some of the skills that she learned from helping me helped out with that. Next, we have crafts or painting. Great for the kitchen table. She has several boxes full of things like sparkles and sparkly paint and stickers, and there's lots of paper around. And she can, put the stickers on the paper, and we can help her with glue and stuff like that. And she loves that. She gets so excited when we tell her it's going to be craft time. And also painting is in the same vein. I get one of those dishes for kids that has three or four different sections in it, and I put paint in each section, and then she can mix the paints or just realize the paints are different colors that way. Sink time. This used to be one of her favorites. You put a chair in front of the sink with the back facing away from the sink, and then you put her up on the chair, and then she's got the chair back behind her so she won't fall backwards while she's playing in the sink. But you fill the sink up, quite full with warm water, and then you give her a bunch of things like maybe her her kitty bowl and her kitty. I realize that it sounds like kitty, but I'm saying kid or kitty. Although I do mix it up with my cat and my kid all the time. So you give the kid plate and the kid bowl and the kid cup. And then she'll play with those for a while. If you have an old Tim Hortons cup or just any other containers, she'll spend a lot of time pouring water from one place into another. You have to have a towel or something handy, because she will spill. And you'll have to, be right there to... make sure that her chair is not wet so she won't slip. And you want to make sure that there's not too much water running onto the floor. Although, at that point in the day, you might be doing anything to keep her entertained, so you might not care about a lot of water. We're getting near to the end of the list here. Looks like I've got four more items. Chasing and tickling. I really feel like I connect with her most when I'm chasing her around and she's laughing and running around. And she likes being tickled. She has this great belly laugh when she's being tickled. And then I know I'm really connecting with her and doing something that's fun for her. It's weird for me because I never liked tickling. I still don't to this day. But she seems to get a kick out of it. So chasing her around, tickling her, lifting her up, flying her around, things like that. That's a good connecting activity. And now she's getting to the age for this third last item, reading. Sometimes she'll take a book by herself and just sit by herself and make some sounds as if she's reading a book like we do. But sometimes she'll bring a book to us and ask us to read to her, which is great. My wife and I are big readers, so it's awesome to see that we're starting to pass it on to her. She'll usually want us to read two or three books at a time. That's about all she's capable of sitting still for right now. This second last one, this came in handy last week. We took someone away from her and she was crying a lot. So I took her into the backyard and just cuddled her for a bit. And she stopped crying when I took up my phone and we watched cat videos on YouTube. We have a cat and she's fascinated by her cat toys. And she likes hearing the sound of kittens and cats meowing and yowling and things on YouTube. So you'll find a lot of YouTube videos that are between 3 and 6 minutes long, which is good for a toddler time span, I think, attention span. And this last one might be just for my kid, but it might be for all toddlers. I don't know. My toddler likes containers of things. So, for example, if you give her a box of crayons, the first thing she'll think of is not playing with the crayons by coloring, but by taking them out of the box and then putting them back in the box. So, if I want to keep her busy for a while, entertained, what I'll do, I'll give her a box or a bag, like a paper gift bag, and put some things in it. And then she'll spend a lot of time carrying things around, even if you just have some wooden blocks and put a dozen of them into a bag. She'll spend a lot of time organizing them, taking them out, putting them on a table, putting them back in the bag, that kind of thing. So that's my roundup of the things that I put in my note app. When I'm at the end of my rope, I take a look, I pick an item from the list, and there we go, spend some quality time with her doing those things. I hope this gives you ideas for if you're taking care of a toddler. And good luck to you. And I'll talk to you guys later. I intend to record more of these. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.